Hare Krishna, Rajendra Krishna in Russia is asking a relevant question to our day. He says that due to this COVID-19, temples, centers are quarantined, closed down, so how can you maintain the preaching spirit? One aspect is that preaching means to show people how to be Krishna conscious. Being Krishna conscious and dealing with the realities, the very unpleasant realities of material life, is part of being Krishna conscious. And that's what being in lockdown is about. It's certainly part of our preaching. When you can't do anything else, what do? Well, you chant and you hear and you think about Krishna, because our whole business is all about that. It's about remembering Krishna. So how are we doing that now, and how does that practicing Krishna consciousness really help us to be different when we're in the face of life and death situation? It's not just a matter of staying put. We're maybe staying put, but virus isn't staying put, so we're at risk. How do we deal with risk, and how do we deal with disease, and how do we deal with death? That's all preaching, and applying. We're not just booksellers, and we're not just out there to sell books. We're out to put them into practice, and this is really an opportunity for us to be said that. That said, the other thing that I wanted to mention is that we're not the only people at home. In fact, a good portion of the world is. And there are now really good receptacles. Well, not quite receptacles, they're very open to hearing. Question is how we actually communicate to them. Well, that's certainly one of the real laudable assets of internet, is that we can communicate to people. We can preach to them. Whether that's connecting to people who we have already connection with, whether it's selling people books, getting books to them. Is it possible in a particular area that you're in? Does the post still run? If not, it's not the end of the world. Then let's send people e-books. Sell them e-books, certainly in English. BBT has e-books available, and people are also very open. They are looking for some answers. They're looking for solace, and they're seeing that their big technological world is just falling apart. For all of their advancement, for all of their savvy, and so on, it's the world as we know it is falling apart, and people want some answers. They want some reassurance that, you know, what is life really all about. So great opportunity to preach, and the internet is a great venue to get to people. How well we do that, well, that's another issue. But rest assured, we're not the only people thinking like this and talking like this. that other religious organizations also recognize that here's a great way to reach people, and we shouldn't neglect the opportunity that faith actually offers. So if we don't do it, others will, others are doing it. And others have been perhaps more prepared for doing this than we are. I mean, we as a society, at least that part of the ISKCON society that I know. So, yeah, a great opportunity for preaching and keeping the preaching spirit alive. But like always, it requires really being creative. That creativity of how we're going to actually take Krishna consciousness to people. This is really the message that they want to hear. They want to hear what we have to say. So now we just really need to say it. And they will be very, very much indebted. I should also just add that we have some really extraordinary frontline preachers here in Hungary, of all the people who have not been shut down from going out on the street. There's our Food for Life. And devotees voluntarily are cooking, going out, distributing, and we're being approached by other institutions and places to provide prasadam. There they are, risking life and limb. They will get sick, no doubt. Still, they're doing that. I think that these are the kind of devotees that Srila Prabhupada is also really proud of. We don't often glorify devotees who distribute the prasadam as much as we do the book distributors. They deserve it. So that's how we keep alive the spirit of preaching. We have to be intelligent. And if it's, here's an opportunity. We go out, and people will never forget that the Hare Krishnas risked life and limb to distribute food to those who needed it. Hare Krishna.